皆さんこんにちは、ジャパニーズポッドです。
ナオミです。
Cat here. Beginner Series Season 6 Lesson 1. You can never be too polite in Japanese.
Hello everyone, I'm Naomi.And welcome to JapanesePod101.com.
With us, you'll learn to speak Japanese with fun and effective lessons.
We also provide you with cultural insights
and tips you won't find in a textbook.
シーズン6のレッスン1ですね。このレッスンは、ニュービーシリーズのシーズン2、シーズン3、ビギナーシリーズのシーズン4、シーズン5の続きになります。
This is Season 6, Lesson 1. This lesson is the continuation of Newbie Series Seasons 2 and 3 and Beginner Series Seasons 4 and 5.
もしこのシーズン6が難しかったら、前のシリーズに戻って復習してくださいね。
If you find this series too difficult, we recommend that you go back to the previous series and review the material there. In the lesson notes for this lesson, you'll find references pointing you to the appropriate series and lesson number for reviewing. So, Naomi-sensei,What are we going to learn in this lesson?
謙譲語
Humble language
と新年の挨拶
New Year's greetings
はい
And this lesson's conversation takes place at?
うち
At home And the conversation is between?
ジョッシュさんとジョッシュさんのホストファミリーです
Josh and his host family Josh is actually going to be the main character in this series
そうなんですねで、ジョッシュさんと家族はテレビを今見ています。
Josh and his host family are watching TV. Josh is using formal Japanese and his host family is using informal Japanese. The reporter on TV is using formal Japanese.
では聞きましょう。
So let's listen to the conversation.
Josh-san.今年もよろしく。
こちらこそよろしくお願いします。
わあ。ねえ、テレビつけよう。
新年、明けましておめでとうございます。本年もどうぞよろしくお願いいたします。今、私は浅草におります。人がたくさんいて全然動くことができません。え？
ああ、押さないでください。
カメラさん、大丈夫ですか？失礼いたしました。浅草からレポートいたしました。
もう一度会話を聞いてください。今度はゆっくり話します。
新年になったのね。ジョシュさん、今年もよろしく。
こちらこそ。よろしくお願いします。
わあ。ねえ、テレビつけよ。
新年明けましておめでとうございます。本年もどうぞよろしくお願いいたします。今、私は浅草におります。人がたくさんいて全然動くことができません。え、あ、押さないでください。キャー、あ、カメラさん、大丈夫ですか？失礼いたしました。浅草からレポート。いたしました。
今度は英語の訳と一緒に聞いてみましょう。
新年になったのね。
It's the new year.
ジョシュさん、今年もよろしく。
Josh, all the best for this year.
こちらこそよろしくお願いします。
I wish you all the best for this year too.
わあ。ねえ、テレビつけよう。
Hey, let's put the TV on.
新年。明けましておめでとうございます。本年も どうぞよろしくお願いいたします。
Happy New Year! We wish you all the best for this year.
今、私は浅草におります。
Right now, I'm in Asakusa.
人がたくさんいて全然動くことができません。
There are so many people that it's completely impossible to move.
え？
ああ、押さないでください！
Huh? Oh, don't push me! Ah!
あ、カメラさん、大丈夫ですか？
Oh, Mr. Cameraman, are you all right?
失礼いたしました。
Excuse me.
浅草からレポートいたしました。
This was a report from Asakusa.
I think you need to know the Japanese New Year's custom called Hatsumode to fully understand this dialogue.
Yeah, I think you're right. Hatsumode is the custom of visiting a shrine or temple for the first time of the year to pray for happiness for the new year. Especially on the 1st, the 2nd, and I would say the 3rd of January,、shrines and temples in Japan are packed with people coming for Hatsumode.
そう、すごい混むんですよね。
It's so crowded.
Yeah. で、有名なお寺が浅草にあります。
There's a famous temple called Sensoji in Asakusa, which is in Tokyo. That's why Asakusa was so crowded in the dialogue. The poor TV reporter and the TV camera crew, it seemed like they were pushed by the crowd and completely fell over.
そうですね。ところで、キャットさんは初詣に行ったことがありますか？
Have I ever been to 初詣？ I have indeed, but not on the first three days of January.
ですよね。
Because I'm not very good with crowds or three-hour queues, which is what I saw when I tried to go to a temple in Yokohama a year or so ago on the 1st of January. So now I usually go on the 10th or 11th with my partner or my friends. As long as it's in January, I think it still counts, right?
そうそうそう、大丈夫大丈夫。
Okay, I'm glad, I'm glad.
ところで、今年の1月1日、リスナーの皆さんは何をしましたか？教えてください。
So everyone out there, our listeners, what did you do on New Year's Day this year? Please let us know. So now, let's take a look at the vocabulary and phrases for this lesson. And the first phrase is...
明けまして、おめでとうございます。
Happy New Year!
明けまして、おめでとうございます。明けまして、おめでとうございます。
And next?
こちらこそ。
Same here.
こちらこそ。こちらこそ。
Next?
本年。
This year, the current year.
ほ、ん、ね、ん。本年。
And next?
つける。
To turn on, to switch on, to light up.
つける、つける。
And finally?
全然。
Not at all. Not something at all.
全然。全然。
Alright, so now let's have a closer look at the usage for some of the words and phrases from this lesson. Let's start off from a very well-known New Year's greeting in Japan.
明けまして、おめでとうございます。
Happy New Year! I think some of you may already know this expression in Japanese, but can we break it down, Naomi-sensei?
はい。明ける。Here means dawn, and in this case, dawn of a new year. おめでとうございます means congratulations.
So, 明けましておめでとうございます literally means congratulations on the dawn or beginning of the new year. And of course, it's equivalent to the English Happy New Year. If you're talking with your friend, you can drop ございますand say
明けましておめでとう
Happy New Year.
Please be careful because you can only say,明けましておめでとう or 明けましておめでとうございます after the new year has arrived. I mean, you cannot say 明けましておめでとう in December, even December the 31st.
That's right. You have to wait until at least 1 minute past midnight when it actually becomes the new year. I think this is a little bit different than in English, as we can possibly say Happy New Year to someone in December, meaning I hope you have a Happy New Year.In Japanese, as Naomi-sensei just said, it's only said after the new year has arrived. And by the way, Naomi-sensei,
はい。
明けましておめでとうございます is usually followed by this phrase.
今年もよろしくお願いします。
All the best for this year is probably the best translation. But literally it means, please treat me well this year too. Now, in the dialogue, the TV reporter used the word 本年 instead of 今年. But they both mean this year, right?
そうですね、right. でも、 本年の方が丁寧です。But 本年 is more polite and sounds more formal.
So you can say 本年もよろしくお願いします if you want to be a bit more formal.
はい、そうです。
And if you're talking to your friend or friends, お願いします is usually dropped.
Right. 今年もよろしく。
Okay, so let's recap. When you meet your friend for the first time of the year, you say
明けましておめでとう。今年もよろしく。
But to your colleague or teacher, or to someone socially superior to you, you have to say
明けましておめでとうございます。今年もよろしくお願いします。
And if you want to be even more formal,
明けましておめでとうございます。本年もよろしくお願いします。Or 本年もよろしくお願いいたします。
Did you catch the subtle difference in the last phrase? お願いいたします。Actually, that いたします is the grammar we're going to cover in the grammar section. So, as you may have noticed, the focus of this lesson is how to speak extra formally.
前に勉強したことがあると思います。なので、復習
Review
です。
Right. We think you've probably studied this before, but in this lesson, we'll review the usage of 謙譲語 or humble language.
First of all, let's learn the usage of the verb いたす。
いたす is a humble form of する, to do. Okay, so how do you say I study Japanese or I'll study Japanese?
私は日本語を勉強する。
Replace する with its humble form いたす。
私は日本語を勉強いたす。
See, we're both laughing because it translates as I humbly study Japanese or I'll humbly study Japanese. Of course, we would never say that in English, but hopefully you see what the usage of itasu does to the sentence in terms of how it sounds to the listener. Now, the actual meaning of the sentence doesn't change if you use itasu rather than suru. But if you use itasu, it lowers the status of the speaker and elevates the listening party, of course, figuratively speaking. Humble language is used when the speaker wants to be extra formal,And or when the speaker is talking to someone socially superior to him or her.
Please also note that the verb itasu is a class 1 verb. So the corresponding mass form is itashimasu. As in, よろしくお願いいたします。Whenever you hear itasu used, it will almost always be in the mass form. Itashimasu.
Okay, so let's do one more exercise. How do you say excuse me?
失礼します。
Replace します with いたします, which is the mass form of いたす。
失礼いたします。
Excuse me in humble language. Okay, listeners, please repeat.
失礼いたします。
Now say excuse me in humble language.
失礼いたします。
Okay, so now let's recap this lesson with a quiz.What do you say when you meet your friend on New Year's Day?
明けましておめでとう。今年もよろしく。
Now say this phrase in an extra formal way.
明けましておめでとうございます。本年もよろしくお願いいたします。
今年もよろしくお願いいたします。Is also okay, isn't it?
そうですね、right.
So, that's about it for this lesson. Don't forget to read the lesson notes. There you can find a detailed write-up about 謙譲語 or humble language.
そうですね。それでは皆さん、今年もよろしくお願いいたします。
That's right. Please keep listening this year too. Thanks and see you next time.
ジョシュさん、今年もよろしく。
こちらこそよろしくお願いします。
わあ。ねえ、テレビつけよう。
新年、明けましておめでとうございます。本年もどうぞよろしくお願いいたします。今、私は浅草におります。人がたくさんいて全然動くことができません。え?
押さないでください。
カメラさん、大丈夫ですか？失礼いたしました。浅草からレポートいたしました。